Unit 9, Exercise 19B.
In the studio with me today is John Hanks, the author of a fascinating new book on Arnold Schwarzenegger called Arnold's Legacy, published by the Bay Press. John Hanks, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Mr. Hanks, can you tell us, Arnold Schwarzenegger is often referred to as the Governator. What exactly does this mean?
Well, governator is a so-called portmanteau word, a word that has been made up of two others, in this case, governor and terminator. As I'm sure you know, Schwarzenegger was governor of California for two terms, and the Terminator is his most famous film persona.
I see. Quite an achievement. But what would you say is so special about him to make him world famous?
I would say his extreme ambition and unique success story. He likes to refer to himself as the poster boy for the American dream, and in a way he is. Already when he was a small boy, he wanted to go to America and become successful. He enjoyed reading about the States a lot. He then became interested in bodybuilding from watching it on television. Arnold worked extremely hard at his career as a bodybuilder, and at the age of 20, he won the Mr. Universe title, and after that, the Mr. Olympia contest several times running.
Is that why he's such an important person in bodybuilding?
Yes, but also because he turned bodybuilding into a respectable sport and has written many books and articles about it.
I see. So where's he from?
Well, he was born in a small town called Thal in the Austrian province of Styria. This is why he later got the nickname Styrian Oak.
Right, I see. I always wondered about this. So what came after bodybuilding?
Ambitious as he is, being the most successful bodybuilder worldwide was not enough for Arnie. He moved to Los Angeles in 1968 and joined the film industry. Starring in one blockbuster after the other, he became the global action hero loved by millions of cinemagoers. It's very difficult for Europeans to become a film star in Hollywood, but he made it happen.
Right. I've seen several of his films. Great entertainment, if you like that sort of thing. So, what came next after his Hollywood stardom?
Well, at some stage, he became interested in politics. The fact that he got married to a woman from the Kennedy clan, one of the most important families in American politics, might have had something to do with it. Anyway, he defeated Governor Gray Davis on the 7th of October, 2003, and was re-elected in 2006.
He must have been the first Styrian to become governor of California.
You may be right there. Of course, he had American citizenship by then. Schwarzenegger retired from politics after his second term in office.
But not from public life, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. Schwarzenegger really wants to raise awareness about environmental issues like global warming. During his time as governor, he not only turned the Golden State into the greenest state in the U.S., but also built in a device that would cut off his children's shower after a few minutes to prevent them from wasting water.
In a nutshell, a true action hero. Thanks for talking to us today. In our program next week...